The Brady Bunch was a TV show that was on when I was growing up, and I had to do some homily research and find out what years it was on TV, because there are probably a lot of younger people here, younger than myself at least, or young people I should call them, that may not remember the Brady Bunch. It's still on MeTV 58.2, some reruns, I think it's Sunday afternoon, and it's a blended family of a mother and three girls, and a father and three boys. Their respective spouses died, and they decided to marry each other. God, of course, was behind that, we believe, and so they became the Brady Bunch. We could sing the song, but we won't sing the clever song that they had at the beginning of the show. And they were in this episode that I don't remember seeing before, but I saw it recently. The boys are out there playing catch. So it's the three boys, and Greg is the oldest, then Peter, and then Bobby is the youngest. I'm not good at telling ages. Maybe Greg is a teenager, I'm guessing. Peter is probably 11 or 12, and Bobby is probably 5 or 6. And they're out there playing catch, and Greg, the oldest, is throwing it to Bobby, the youngest, and Bobby's having a little trouble catching the ball, and once it kind of ricochets off his baseball glove and goes around the corner, and I think it was Peter went after it, and he found a wallet, not just the baseball. He found a wallet, and in fact, the wallet had money in it. In fact, it was a lot of money for that time period, whenever that show originally was aired, $1,100. We can imagine how much that might be worth today. A lot more. $1,100. Well, you can probably imagine what happened next. The boys are very excited, and of course, Peter is claiming this as his own because he found it. And Greg is mad because he was the one throwing the baseball and he's the oldest. And Bobby was right on the scene too, so he was claiming it as his money. And they started all those negative things that we heard about in the second reading. And they were angry at one another, and they were furious and yelling at one another. And so they go home, they take the wallet home, of course, and the girls find out about it, the three girls. And well, they're very excited about this too. The boys, in the meantime, had been dividing 1,100 into three. Finally, they decided on that as a compromise. Well, the girls were trying to get in on this too. That's a lot of money. So they were now had a new math problem, dividing 1,100 by six. So they had agreed to share the money equally. Well, of course, mom and dad come home and have a different idea and indicate that this needs to be reported to the police, and they need to be aware that this was found in case anyone comes to the lost and found looking for this particular wallet. And eventually, of course, everything works out, and somebody does come to claim the wallet, and he's offering a reward for the wallet. I think he started at $100, which of course back then, like I say, is worth a lot more than today. And the boys were really happy and the girls were happy. They would take the $100. And their parents were looking at them and giving them the idea that perhaps that's way too much. And so eventually, the good part of that second reading comes through. They become united and they determine that they don't even want any money for having this wallet, for them finding the wallet. And the gentleman that lost it was very kind, and he gave them a little bit of money at the end as well. Family unity can easily break down, and we need the Eucharist so that we're united with God and we're united with one another. And then in those difficult times or challenging times, where maybe something good happens, but then it quickly disintegrates into something that's not so good, then we'll be able to realize that God loves us, God loves our families, and God wants us to be united to him and united to one another. That only happens as we share God's word and participate in the Eucharist each and every Sunday.